Welcome to this relaxation recording from La Dolce Vita. It's been especially designed to help you activate your sweet life and will help you to relax, feel more confident, and protect your energy to set you up for more positive days. This recording will put you into a deep state of relaxation. Therefore, if you're doing anything that requires your full attention, such as driving, operating machinery, or looking after tiny people or pets, I suggest you stop doing that thing or save this for later when you're able to relax in a quiet spot where you can really sink into the relaxation in a comfortable and cozy place where you'll be undisturbed for around 20 to 30 minutes. The recording might not take that long, but allowing yourself that extra time to settle in and then to float out of your relaxation will just really help it all sink in beautifully. I'm going to assume that you've done that now and that you're tucked up in a sweet spot where you're able to completely relax, either lying or sitting down with your head comfortably supported. Grab a glass of water, maybe a blanket to keep you warm, or a pillow or cushion to support your head. And just allow yourself some time to really settle in and ensure that you're comfortable. Pause the recording if you need to, and just allow yourself some time to settle down and relax. And as you start to relax, I invite you to close your eyes. And as you do, I'd like you to gently engage your imagination and imagine that with every in-breath, you can breathe in relaxation. And in breathing in relaxation, into every single muscle of your body, every cell of your body, that breathing in allows you to just let go of any worries from your day. It allows you to let go of any stress or tension. Breathing in relaxation into every single muscle of your body, every cell of your body, just letting go and relaxing deeper and deeper with every in-breath, becoming slightly more relaxing than the last. And in the same way that you can breathe in relaxation and calm, you let go of any unnecessary tension or stress with the out-breath. Simply let go of anything you no longer need, any worries, any stress, any tension. Just let go and just allow this to happen with the natural cycle of your breath. Just allow and enjoy the natural cycle of breathing in relaxation and letting go of anything you no longer need with the out breath. And as you let go of any stress and tension, just imagine it floating away. If there's any areas where you feel any knots or tension physically in your body, just imagine those tensions, those pains maybe, just dissolving, being removed in however feels good for you. It might be washed away. They may just dissolve and float away. Just just imagine any of these pressure points. Maybe it's tension in your hand from working at the computer. It might be tension in your neck from sitting at your desk all day. It might be tension in your tummy from worrying about decisions that you need to make. But any physical sense of stress or tension, just allow it to drift, melt, or fade away. It's not a part of you. These are just parts of the emotions that flow through your body, because you are not your emotions. Your skin is very smart in taking care of your body. It holds all of your vital, nourishing organs together, and it can help you manage your energy. It can help you dissolve these blocks throughout your day. And your skin obviously protects you from the inside and keeps everything where it's supposed to be. And it also keeps things out. It protects you from any free radicals in the environment and dirt and all of the things that you just don't need. It keeps the inside safe. It keeps you safe. And similar to your physical body and the skin that protects you and can sometimes hold those tensions that you've just let go of, you've got an emotional or mental or energetic boundary that operates much like your skin. It can sense things around you, can sense what feels good, sometimes not so good, and it can protect you. And this boundary sometimes feels tender when you're tired or stressed. But this energetic boundary has a door that you control. This door is something that only you have access to. It's completely in your control. Your energetic boundary is completely in your control. And you can use this door to let go of anything that you no longer need. I'm just going to invite you to get a sense of what that boundary feels like, what that boundary looks like. Does it have a colour? Does it have a feeling? How big is it? Is it close to you? Does it go out maybe a foot or two away from you, or even further? Just get a sense of what that energetic boundary feels like for you today. And it can change. It can change based on where you are, what you're doing, who you're with, but know that you are always in control of that energetic boundary. Sometimes it might expand when you're feeling confident, and sometimes it might constrict when you're feeling pensive. Both of those are okay. And both of those are completely within your control to protect who comes in and out of that door, what thoughts come in and out of that door, and what emotions come in and out of that door. Just get a sense of what it's made of, how it feels to be protected by that energetic boundary, and just enjoy that feeling of protection. Just enjoy that sense of calm and confidence that you are protected. This is your personal energetic boundary. And you can strengthen it whenever it needs it, and you can open that door whenever you want to, whenever it feels good for you, in a way that feels right and strong for you. In the same way, you can let go of all the things that you don't need that might be stuck in that boundary, that energetic field. Because it happens sometimes. Every time you come into contact with people, your energy and theirs intertwines. So you can let go of any shame around things that might have happened in the past, or frustration, any feelings of tiredness, or other people's beliefs even. Sometimes they get stuck in your energetic boundary. You can let go of any doubt that these beliefs might have left behind. Any worries about other people's opinions, or feelings of being hurt or let down. You can let go of any stress or anxiety that any of these things might have left behind. They're not yours. They don't serve your goals. They're not aligned with the real you. You can simply let go and open that door and release them into the universe. And know that at any point when you sense any kind of energy or feeling that is not serving you and your goals, that you can control that release. You can breathe out and let them go. Breathe in the strength of the calm and the courage and the confidence of knowing that you have control. And breathe out as you release any feelings and emotions that no longer serve you. And just release them into the universe. Maybe into a bright white light. Just allow them to just disappear. And this boundary is yours. It's something that you can connect to whenever you need it. This boundary is yours to tune into, to give you messages, to give you signs. And this boundary allows you to embrace your divine energy and emotions. This energetic boundary, you're the living thing. It helps you feel that you're rooted in self-belief. It helps you consistently make positive decisions. And this energetic boundary helps you take your time to make decisions calmly and confidently. Because it helps you feel in control of your life as you create it as the real version of you. And this energetic boundary of yours just helps give you the confidence that whatever happens, you can handle it. The faith and trust in this energetic boundary allows you to trust in yourself, to trust that you will always make consistently positive decisions that help support your goals. Positive decisions that help you prosper at work, to always have more than enough money in the bank for everything that you need. Because as you protect your energy, money is energy too, and money recognizes that. Knowing that you are in control of your energetic boundary helps you feel focused in all areas of your life that are important to you. Focused at work, focused at home, and calm and in control. Knowing that you're in control of your energetic boundary helps you feel focused, helps you feel secure. Knowing that you can cleanse and nourish your energetic boundary. It helps you trust your intuitions, but not only to recognize them, but act on them consistently. It helps you protect your space. It helps you protect your physical space, your physical environment, so that you and your family can flourish. Having this protection over your energetic boundary helps you create a stable life on a day-to-day basis, where you feel safe, happy, supported, and connected to a supporting and loving community. Community where you are respected and you trust the people that are close to you. Having a strong connection to your energetic boundary and the control that you have over that helps you have a strong sense of self. And this sense of self allows you to trust and manage the world around you. It's easy to make decisions in your day-to-day life. It's easy for you to achieve your goals. It's easy for you to feel secure and focused and trusting in your instincts. Because as you are in control of your energetic boundary, your energetic body, you're in control of your life. It allows you to live your days more of the real you. The real you that knows that whatever happens, you can handle it. As you know how to manage your emotions, you know how to release the energy that doesn't serve you, the beliefs that don't serve you. You have control over that door that releases these things from your energetic body. And you know that you can access this at any point. When you identify anything sitting in your body or your mind that isn't aligned to where you want to go, to your goals in business and life, if it's not aligned to your focus, just get a sense of it. Get a sense of it in your body, what it looks and feels like. Just really, really feel into it, what it shape it's taking. Does it have a colour? Is there a light or darkness to it? Does it have a texture? Does it have a story? Just really get a feeling for that belief or emotion. And then breathe it out. Just release it. Just let go. And just imagine it dissolving into the universe in whatever way makes sense to you. This is something that you can do consciously whenever these things come up. This is something that will happen subconsciously over time too. This is something that will help you to manage your energy and your emotions going forward so you can embrace your divine energy and power. You can embrace your deep sense of self-belief and confidence so you can consistently make positive decisions and feel in control of your life and show up as the real you and fulfill your true potential. And as you enjoy the feeling of calm and control that comes from knowing that you can manage your energetic body, you can feel calm and in control whenever you need to or want to. Just enjoy that sense of feeling calm, confident, and in control. That feeling of security and trust and supportiveness. Just enjoy that for a few moments. Now allow yourself to get a sense of drifting back into the room. I don't know whether it will take 4, 5, 6, or 8 breaths to fully reorientate yourself back in the room. And just start to work your way back into the room and bring the parts of your energy back into the room. But just know that as you do, your unconscious mind can ensure that all new reprogramming has been installed into your mind and body, however you need it, in the perfect way for you. And your unconscious mind can honestly and fully integrate all of your learning about how you can protect your energetic body whenever you need to, back into the here and now. I don't know how much of what there is left will be there as you continue back, and how much you'll be aware of. It's interesting to observe what you're aware of and what will come back at a later date. As you enjoy that feeling of being confident and calm and in control, you find yourself working all the way back from that state to the here and now, becoming more aware of the sounds around you, of me, of what you'll be getting on with later, and other random thoughts that start to cross the mind. In a moment, I'm going to count to 3. And on the count of 3, you can open your eyes and be fully back in the room, with all parts of your energy coming back into the room. 1. Maybe start to wiggle your fingers and your toes. 2. Maybe start to stretch. Maybe stretch your legs and your arms, maybe above your head. 3. Open your eyes. Back in the room, bring all parts of your energy back in the room. Welcome back. Maybe take a sip of water now and just take note of any feelings that have come up while you listen to that journey. And have a sweet day.